Malcolm Blight, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, preliminary final weekend, one of the most exciting weekends on the planet, I think. It's just tough footy.
Yeah,
tough
it is. Games. Going to be fantastic. After the last round going into this, it is just so hard to try and predict what's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This weekend is probably the most difficult. These are the top four teams, so that, you know, it's last man standing stuff. Obviously, the winners go into the grand final. So each year you get to this stage of the year, and you have your little favourites, but it is so hard to pick winners. I mean, it's so funny because they're both genuine 50-50 games, and I mean, as a tipster, it's a nightmare. Your fingers cross it. You do it with your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Now, Port and Richmond, of course, it's going to be a different-looking Richmond side than last time they met.
Yeah, it is. Cochin, their captain, Prestia, Hooley, Edwards, all those running great players at Richmond, they're back in the team. They were rested and or injured last time against Port Adelaide when Port Adelaide won in round 11. So I just think, you know, with a third of their team back in, up and running, in pretty good nick, I just think Port Adelaide have had a great year, but I just favour Richmond ever so slightly.
What about this, Richmond play it on the edge, as one of their players said, and the coach certainly not apologetic for anything that happened, whereas, gee, I was surprised Cochin didn't get booked, and, Big Tom, the sort of the knee in the neck shoulder, what do you feel about that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, I thought they were both on the edge, there's no doubt about it. Cochin was a high tackle, and Tommy was just a bit slippery, I reckon. It's not. I mean, it's funny how that it gets banded. That it's always the winner and the premiership teams get loaded as tough. What they are is a really good footy team. That's basically, and a lot of players do it, but it gets highlighted, of course, because they're the best team.
Do you think the week off will have done Port good, or in some cases is that, you know, where momentum can slip?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's never been proven right either way, other than the team that had the week off under the old system, when you didn't have to go through the preliminary final, it was an advantage then. It just doesn't seem to be that way now. I think it's still a 50-50 game, and really, they would have all had a light week on the training track. Certainly this week, the teams that played, they'll just freshen them up with a bit of bubble, you know, a bit of mucking around. And so now, it's not like it used to be. It's dead set as it is now because they both have to play.
Yeah. And the other game, of course, the Cats and Brisbane Lions. What about the Cats last week?
Oh, yeah. What about Collingwood? That's the worst game I've seen them play for ages. That was disappointing. Anyhow.
That's the question, isn't it, though? You know, was it a case of how good the Cats were, which they were, but was that because the Pies were so bad?
Yeah, look, they were. The first 10 minutes, it was all over, I thought. Mm. I mean, we used the phrase, they didn't come to play. I mean, of course they did. They turned up, they got undressed, they ran out on the ground. But, you know, just the fizz, that little bit of fizz that you need, and they just seem to just wait for somebody else to do it. Anyhow, Geelong were great. I want to say Geelong, but I just think Brisbane at home, and with all that they've been through this year, they haven't left their own beds virtually. I think at some stage or other that's got to help Brisbane, you know, just that little 1%. And that 1% might be enough to get across the line. So, you know, what my heart says sometimes and what my head says are different. And I've just got a feeling that maybe Brisbane just a bit more fresher than what Geelong are.
And if that is the case, and that is the outcome, it also brings the curtain down on a magnificent career of Gary Ablett Jr.
Yeah, it would, which is sad, of course, but that happens to everyone. And, what an ornament to the game. It's certainly, I think the best line you can say now, he'll be a dead set certain for the Hall of Fame. And that's probably the highest reward you can get now.
Yeah, most certainly. All righty, well, it's going to be a fascinating weekend. Let's hope the games live up to the hype because, you know, you really couldn't split them with a cigarette paper on paper. Let's hope it turns out that way, Malcolm, and look forward to chatting next week. And, gee, we'll be previewing the granny.
Well, the granny. I finally got there. What an effort by the AFL. Good on you, Mark. Thanks. Yeah.